Gladys Berejiklian's become the first woman to be elected Premier by the voters of New South Wales, and hers becomes the first coalition government in nearly 50 years to win a third term in office. But it's not yet known if the coalition will govern in its own right or lose its majority and be forced to deal with an array of crossbenchers to get legislation passed. Nick Grimm reports on how election night unfolded.
Counting is actually just about to get underway.
Almost from the moment stuffed ballot boxes were spilled open, it was clear the night wasn't going to be easy to predict.
It's very hard to pick what's going on at the moment.
Number crunching proving a challenge for the ABC's election analyst.
This is one of the slowest counts I've ever worked on.
Then, as votes trickled in, Anthony Green saw trouble for the Nationals in country areas.
The national vote is down 20% on first preferences, and most of that has gone to the shooters, fishers and farmers. The Labor vote is basically unchanged.
Nationals leader John Barilaro acknowledging the pressure.
I take the shooters seriously, I take independents, I take every other minor party serious, and when you then get the coalition of the willing, which is, you know, Labor, Green, shooters and everybody else in between, preferencing each other, mate, it's the Nats versus the world.
And also, it seems, a former federal leader of the party, according to federal Liberal MP Trent Zimmerman.
Some of those errant Nats need to learn that message as well.
What's your advice to Barnaby Joyce?
Spend more time in Tamworth and less time on TV.
Meanwhile, the retiring member for Goulburn and Family and Community Services Minister Prue Goward had this warning for both Labor and the Coalition.
I stood on a booth all day and I was struck by the number of people who sought out the One Nation, had a vote card, and that says there's a pox on both your houses.
In Sydney, meanwhile, Labor's hopes of claiming coalition seats were looking shaky. Labor leader Michael Daly's comments about Asians fueling swings to the government.
And it is in a high Chinese Australian community area within that Hurstville electorate, but certainly that's not a good result.
And then just to add to that, the figures we're also getting in support of those comments around the Chinese community, where there's obviously a strong community in Kogra, we're seeing around a 6.5% swing.
Most early results seem to be going the coalition's way.
This is a much better result for the government than any opinion poll or exit poll was indicating. Just, and you know, if on my instincts, if I was confident in these numbers, I would say the government's back.
But when Anthony Green called the result for Gladys Berejiklian just over half an hour later, neither Labor frontbencher Jody McKay nor the Coalition State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet wanted to follow suit.
I'd love to share Anthony's optimism. I think it's still a bit early here.
So I just think it's too hard to call at the moment. I think Dom agrees.
Vote counting will go on for days. One near certainty that has already emerged: One Nation has picked up enough votes to ensure its candidate, Mark Latham, will return to public life with a seat in the state's upper house. And he could yet be a power broker.
Part of our role will be to keep her to her word in areas where she had the last minute conversion. And she's talking some of the language of One Nation policy. We want her to follow through.
The makeup of the upper house will be the makeup of the upper
so
house.
So you started this whole broadcast by attacking us over the shooters, farmers and fishers, and now you're suddenly talking about deals with One Nation and the shooters, farmers and fishers.
No. Sorry. Hold on.
Jody, how did you draw that from
where did you just go from there? We have ruled out any preference deals with any of the shooters or the One Nation.
Labor had hoped to be celebrating wins against the coalition in marginal seats, but the mood at the party's election night gathering was flat.
Maybe it wasn't the best campaign. Our feeling is that there could have been made more of the environment and the problem with the water flows, for example.
And as the loss sank in, Labor's Jody McKay acknowledged her leader's missteps in the final week of the campaign had cost the party.
But I do think what happened last week just lost us those undecided voters.
Michael Daly later emerging to concede defeat while vowing to stay on as opposition leader.
But I can tell you that it is my intention to remain the leader of the party.
Across town, Liberal celebrations for Gladys Berejiklian were more upbeat from its young party faithful.
She's done incredible things for the state and, you know, 4 more years is going to push the state in great directions.
To elder statesmen like former Prime Minister John Howard.
She certainly campaigned well. I was privileged to support her.
And a current Prime Minister there to share in the moment.
And you've done a great job in bringing back
a great government that has done wonderful things here.
And as election officials paused their count late in the night, the precise composition of the new parliament was far from clear. Trifling details for the crowd celebrating the Premier's win.
Thank you so much, everybody. A short time ago, I took a phone call from the Leader of the Opposition, Mr Daly, who conceded that the next government formed in New South Wales... that the next government in New South Wales will be the Berejiklian and Barilaro government.
Four more years and a place in history for Gladys Berejiklian, becoming the first woman to be popularly elected Premier of New South Wales.
A state in which someone with a long surname and a woman can be the Premier of New South Wales.
That's the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian. Nick Grimm with our report.